Big Hood in the beard.
Talking about the Dallas Cowboys. Man, my heart rate every time. I'm thinking maybe one of these days my heart rate isn't going to go up, but then maybe I should just stop doing this.
If that happens, GTFO.
If that happens, then what the fuck am I even doing here?
When that never happens is how I'm going to say it.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Yo, what is up? It's Dallas Cowboys CanFan Podcast. Got the bandwagon boys over there.
Yeah.
What's going on, boys?
Hollow. What's going on? It's beat day.
I was going to say, if you're listening and not watching the YouTube, well, one, you should be on the YouTube, but we are in beach attire.
We're in beach attire, and speaking of YouTube, come check it. I'm going to reverse it this time.
Oh, you're going to say it first?
I'm going to say it.
Mind
and throwing
fucking blown.
Come check us out on YouTube. Search Dallas Cowboys Can Fan for the time being. That'll change. As soon as we hit 100 subs, we're over 50% of the way there.
Fucking A.
And then where else can they
You can hit up the IG. It's at Dallas Cowboys Can Fan. The number one podcast and meme page for the Dallas Cowboys. Anywhere
in the world.
Yeah, boy.
Anywhere in the world.
Yeah, boy.
All right. Well, how have you guys been?
Good,
I've
man.
Been pretty good. Yeah.
Feeling a little bit better with this this seltzer in my belly.
That's right.
Do you prefer White Claws?
You know what? The thing with White Claw is if I'm going to sound like a bitch anyways because I'm drinking White Claw, but if I drink too many of them, I get a crazy headache. So yes. I just like getting two of the tall boys.
And you know why it is? I think
it's a malt liquor.
It's a malt liquor.
Not like a vodka like you guys are enjoying over there.
I'm drinking our sponsor's beer right now.
I can't handle
that. Who's our sponsor?
PBR vodka soda. Clear Blue Raz. Oh, I could even look on my screen right here. Clear Blue Raz for all of your summer needs.
How have they not contacted us yet? They're getting so much free fucking publicity.
It's juice for adults.
Yeah. Fun juice.
Anth, we have had quite a meme fest in our little chat, so let's pull up some of these videos.
Yeah, definitely. So there was, I think it was on, what day was it? This picture came out, and it was Zeke Elliott against Jalen Smith, and there was a two-picture series. I don't know if they can they see the screen right now or no?
Yeah, we just pulled it up.
But. So for people that can't see the screen that are just listening on Spotify or Apple, whatever, it was Zeke coming out. It looks like he's on a route. And you can see number 9, Jalen Smith, waiting to tackle him. And then the next frame's just Jalen getting burnt by Zeke. So I made a meme just saying Zeke being Zeke, Jalen being Jalen. Because I have roasted Jalen a little bit because he did not have a good season last year. But this meme that I put up, it was pretty controversial. It had a lot of views and some people agreed and some people disagreed heavily.
Yeah, so you're getting about 1,000 likes per hour.
Yeah.
That's the ratio we're getting. And so... But then someone reached out to you, left a voice message in your DM.
So there's this another Instagram drama.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's this Instagram.
Adam.
It's not me. And you know.
There's I go for that. There's this one Instagram page. It's called his handle's West Coast_Cowboy. And just to give some backstory, he's a diehard Jalen Smith supporter. And I'm not a Jalen hater. By any means, but West Coast is a huge Jalen Smith supporter. He's actually a sponsor for Jalen Smith's sunglass company, and he's actually friends with Jalen Smith. This guy has, I think, about 20,000 subs or followers, whatever you want to call it. And so he messaged out to me, and he tried to actually video chat with me. And I was driving to go grab my truck, and I just said back to him, I was like, "Yo, dude, I'm not. It's a meme. I'm not going to argue with you over a football meme." So then he sent me this audio clip, basically, and we'll play it. Hopefully, we can hear it over here.
Crank it up. Crank the TV up.
Crank.
You know what? It doesn't matter.
That's a leverage drill for the offense. Every defensive player who does that drill is going to look exactly the same way. If you don't believe me, look on my story. My son is playing linebacker doing the exact same drill, and a little kid does him the exact same way. That is called a leverage drill for the running back.
So you can hear he's pretty heated a little. He's
your best line so, is great, great meme though, right?
Great meme though.
So if you couldn't hear that,
he basically what he explained. It's a leverage drill that a running back runs. So the running back comes out, and then I am assuming leverages either way. So if he has leverage to the right, he's going to go right. If you have leverage to the left, he's going to go left. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm going to get another angry message saying, obviously, and I basically said to him, look, what's the caption say? My caption says, Jalen getting burnt or whatever. But if Zeke isn't burning Jalen Smith one-on-one, we have bigger problems.
Yeah, you did say, I hope our running back is beating a linebacker 1v1.
Right? So, I mean, it's shitty for Jalen that he had. I actually battled. It was either going to be this caption or why is Tony Romo trying to tackle Zeke? I was in the, I didn't know which one I was going to use. But
you should have tagged Tony Romo. You should have tagged him.
Oh, so what West Coast is saying is it's a drill for the running backs. And the linebacker, I'm going to say 9 out of 10 times, looks like this. He's one-on-one in space with a running back, a great running back. Yeah. So I understand where he was coming from. He kind of got at me in the messages calling me like, I don't know, saying your page is for memes. And I'm like, yeah, it is. I'm not a fucking football analyst. I'm a look how I'm dressed. I like the Dallas Cowboys. I don't mind Jalen Smith. I like Zeke. I saw this picture. I thought I could make a funny picture out of it.
And look, the truth is, keep the messages coming because it's...
Oh, I love... Yeah, no, I said to
you
him.
Want the best. You want the best for the team.
100%. Yeah. And with West Coast messaging me there, I like to hear from someone that has a higher IQ of football than I do, right?
Absolutely.
And I'm not going to be like, oh, no, fuck you, man. Like, I'm not going to get in an argument over a guy over Instagram, over a meme.
And you know what? Let's just throw this out there that maybe you, West Coast Cowboy, can come on and be our first internet guest.
Yeah, we'd have to get that.
Line it up. We'll get it going.
Okay, but anyways, moving on. So,
wait. Oh, just one last thing with the Zeke Burns Jalen. I'm a firm believer that high competition just makes the team better. Like, so Zeke versus Jalen going against each other is just going to make them better. And like he kind of messaged saying, I was making fun of one guy on the team and saying shit or saying good stuff about another guy. It's like, I want both of them to do well at the end of the day.
Right.
Right. So I have Jalen Smith. I know you're listening. just do better. Just
like, do better. You know, I like you, Jalen.
Hey,
just
ease
it up.
And we're not going to go out of our way if and when Jalen Smith starts to perform like we know he can.
And well, I think he will. Yeah. I think he will have a great 2021 season. I really do.
Now, another little sweet video. And
again, can I just get your keys out of here?
Yeah, get them out of here.
Toss those things.
Another video. You'll have to watch the cast, but you can actually just go to the Dallas Cowboys Instagram and you'll see this sweet pass from Dak Prescott.
Yeah, rolling out to his right. So he's rolling out to his right and it's kind of zoomed in. You just see Dak in that glorious red jersey, that four jersey, and he just heaves it up and your boy CD comes down with it.
Yeah, CD floats a little bit.
So this is a little hint. This is OTA. So they're going to battle already.
Like off-season activities, yep. Baby.
Organized team activities. So I like to see that they're already getting the connection with Dak being gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? What do you guys think about it? I mean, it's a pretty sweet catch. Who's he up against there? Anthony Brown. I mean, that's not that great, but...
That's our vet. And hey, we're going to be talking about him a little later. Hush, hush.
AB, same initials, Bush. Baby, same initials.
You know what? I think it's just like... It's the what you this is what you want to see. Now it's one pass, but yeah. I don't know. I was now the Raiders had a chance to draft CD. They went with Higgs, yeah. The third instead. I actually wish that they would have drafted CD Lamb, but in hindsight, I'm actually happy now that I'm a Cowboys bandwagon boy because yeah. I can get to hear from. Because I thought out of all of them, there was. It was CeeDee Lamb. Who was the other guy who went to Denver? Another wide receiver, young gun, same year, just drafted last year. Anyways, those were like the two top wide receivers, and yep. It was not this last draft, but the draft before.
Correct. 2020.
Yeah, 2020 draft. So Anyways, stoked. And I think CeeDee Lamb's going to be something real special.
Him and Dak, before Dak got hurt, they were on pace, man. They were on. They had some pace. They had they had a connection. He was looking for CD. For a rookie receiver coming into that receiving room with Gallup and Amari Cooper, it speaks on the volume of the player he is. And I'm excited. I'm excited to see some CD Lamb. And I don't know if you saw the article, but he had a little bit of a throwback to T.O.
That's right.
He basically just spouted off saying, get your popcorn ready. And any Cowboys fan knows that was a huge T.O. phrase. And I love that CD's bringing that in.
Did T.O. do the popcorn in?
Yeah, he
didn't start it in Dallas, though.
Yeah, pretty Are much. You sure? Yeah, well, I mean, it was famous in Dallas. After he scored a touchdown, he grabbed he went up to a guy in the stands who had popcorn. He grabbed it and pretended to.
Now, was he on playing for?
He was
Dallas?
Playing for Dallas yeah. at that time.
Okay, because
yes.
I thought he started saying it when he was in San Fran.
He's probably T.O. Fuck, probably. I'm sure he did, hey, but he definitely carried it into Dallas.
Now, oh shoot, this is another thing I wanted to say. CeeDee Lamb wearing number 88.
Yeah, huge. I love it. He's the next one in the line of 88s. Drew Pearson, Michael Irvin, Dez Bryant, CeeDee Lamb.
My boy Michael Irvin.
Your boy Michael Irvin. We're going to keep that one in the back pocket, though, bro.
Yeah, so Lamb set a Cowboys rookie record with 74 receptions last season and 935 yards.
And think about that. That's with only Dak with for 4.5 games.
Yeah, you're right. And that was I think the pace was ridiculous.
At the start, it was.
So I obviously wouldn't have kept up. We can argue, but doesn't matter. Yeah, so a lot of promising things coming from the OTAs. So let's just, now, Adam, we're ribbing you a little.
You can rib me all you
this
want.
This is a little highlight. If anyone listened last week.
No, it was 2 weeks ago.
No, it was last week.
Okay.
It was definitely last week. Brother Adam over there kind of asked what an OTA was and what they do at OTAs. Well,
no,
here's...
Okay, but I know you. We said it, and then I said, I on the podcast, I admitted I had to Google OTAs to see what
it
said.
Yeah, but you asked what they do, and right. I'm just saying this is a video of what they do at an OTA.
Look at him. He's getting nice and hot. And
OTA is day 5. Pay attention. You might learn something.
Dak, CD.
Dan Quinn. Sprinting. Hidden pads. Pretending to tackle, nodding, running.
So, Ant, they are doing this with no pads, or it looks like maybe they have tiny shoulder pads? No,
I think they're just in good shape.
Oh, yeah. Looks like they have something on their chest, some sort of bulbous padding. I don't know.
It's basically, they're just running drills.
I love that Dan Quinn's out there with gloves on, just jabbing guys.
I'm kind of disappointed that it wasn't a video of them playing paintball or like at the movies eating popcorn.
Okay, so it's all light. I mean, who knows? All that we're really looking from here is just to see any sort of, like, to be honest, you can't really tell much from OTAs except for they will start to decide who's going to start the season.
Yeah, I mean, it really, OTAs, all these guys are going to be good in shorts and jerseys and helmets, you know? Mm-hmm. Until you actually have guys in pads challenging each other, you're not really going to be able to decipher much, right?
And they're going to look good.
Yeah, they're all going to look good. They're going to look swole, right?
And just the one thing about CeeDee Lamb too, his head is so big without pads.
Is it?
Oh God, like
what, he looks like a bobblehead? Hey, yeah. Speaking of bobbleheads, Troy Aikman.
Yeah, get him a little bit better on there.
So again, if you guys are watching online, if you've been watching,
get those thighs going, bro.
If you do watch us on YouTube, you're gonna start to see a couple more new trinkets show up here.
Yeah, trinket collecting.
Today we got a pillow, we got a new bobblehead, and we got a new sign.
A badass cowboy.
I'd go to the wide shot, but I think our wide camera went down.
Oh no!
Did it?
Let me take a look here.
Let's just see really quick.
Yeah.
Okay, technical
difficulties.
It's too bad. Look.
It looks good from that shot, though.
It did look good from that shot. And we're going to get it back up and going at some point in time.
Oh, I just keep going back to the screen when your notes are on. See, I don't even
know. That's fine. The people can read my notes.
They're getting into a little bit. They're getting backstage, and I like it.
Getting that backstage look. So this is
that backstage pass for you, baby.
This is rolling into one man specifically, and this is the beacon.
I feel if one of us is not wearing a Micah Parsons jersey this
I already have mine ordered.
Okay, good.
So you can't get them yet.
So before we jump into this, then, I need to know really quick, who are you going for? Because if you're doing Micah Parsons, I'm gonna have to buy my jersey soon. I need to.
Yeah, go. I'm gonna go Jalen.
You're going Jalen?
Yeah, of course.
I like it.
Nice.
Now that's nice and controversial.
Hey,
and
instead I can grab you my Romo jersey and we just rip the name tag off it and put Smith on the back.
Just write Smith in. Damn, I think I might go with Pollard.
Really?
Yeah, or no, I gotta go CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah, I mean, look, you gotta okay, go CD. Pollard's okay. I'm just gonna say with the Jalen Smith selection, there's a chance that he's not on the team next year.
I know. Here's the thing. I just said it to try to see if I could get some hot button issues going.
No,
again.
I think it'd be sweet if you got a Jalen Smith jersey. I also think it'd be stupid.
I know. I'm a quarterback or a running back specific jersey wearer, and I might even go vintage. I might get a fucking Emmitt Smith stitched.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
I mean, if a bandwagon boy is going to do it, he's going to do it.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, it makes more bandwagon sense for you to go like
with someone you knew was good.
Yeah, yeah. And back, so it's like, oh no, I've been a fan of Emmitt Smith's. Yeah.
I was born in 84. I watched all of Emmitt's games.
Yeah, you know, it's between Smith or Irvin, I think, for me. And I'm going to go Stitch. Or your boy might get a vintage starter jacket, you know what I'm saying?
That'd be sweet. But you need a jersey. You need a jersey. Gotta get a so jersey. You're rocking CD then, AJ?
The question is, are you going home or away?
Ooh, or vintage. Or vintage.
I think...
I'm going to go vintage.
The Emmitt vintage... They have some pretty cool ones.
Like, I'm going to look like, you know, the scene in Wayne's World where they're totally sold out and they're wearing, like, they're just wearing, they look like they're a NASCAR.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to look like. I'm going to have Cowboys hat, sweatband. I'm going to have the jersey. Sweatpants on.
You're a Garth from Wayne's World?
Yeah, for sure. With a sweatband up here, a sweatband there.
Yeah, Ant, you got
to
have it.
Ant, I need to know, why do you think Jalen, outside of, like, is his contract up? Or
His contract isn't up, but there was rumors that they were trying to trade Jalen or LVE, Leighton Vander Esch, on draft night.
Right.
So there's obviously, this is a huge year. Plus, you drafted two rookie linebackers. So if you have Jalen Smith on this big contract, and you have Jabril Cox and Micah Parsons on their rookie contracts, so they basically have a chance to have those guys for the next 5 years. And it all depends on this year. If you're looking to trade a player on draft night, that means they've already almost moved on from him, depending on certain things.
And they must have known they were looking for these two linebackers then, if that
exactly.
Was the case,
right? So,
but hey, they also were looking to trade Vander Esch. So,
and let's just go back to, I don't know how much you guys know about Jalen Smith.
Preach to us. Tell us.
But Jalen Smith and his.
I'll tell you this. I don't know a lot about Jalen.
Yeah,
Smith.
So this he's actually got a really great underdog story. Not an underdog story because the guy was a fucking tank in college. In his last year of college, he was expected to go top five in the NFL draft. His very last play in college, he tore. He had like I don't even know what the injury was, but he fucked his knee up so bad on his very last play that there was a chance he would never play football again. He had a thing called drop foot. Do you guys know what drop foot is? It's like your foot doesn't fire the same way as like the tendons or something. Pick it up. So he had drop foot, and there was the Cowboys drafted him with a chance that he might never play again. Like there was an unknown. So he was a second round draft pick. The Cowboys drafted him. He didn't play his first season because he was rehabbing. He barely played his second season. And then his third and fourth season, he had great, great years. So he is kind of, he has like an underdog story. Like a lot of guys.
He has the mixing of a bandwagon boy fan.
Well, this is the thing. Like in 2018, I was jacked up. He was an all pro. He was a Pro Bowl player, and he had a great season. And the only thing that had changed from those couple years is, well, they had a different defensive coordinator last year. So maybe his flaws were because the defensive coordinating was just so bad. But to me, last year, he just looked slow. He didn't look like the same player from 2018, 2019. And I don't give a fuck what some guy on the internet says to me about it, because it's just my personal opinion. I watched the football game, and that's what my personal opinion was on the guy. It's not that I hate him. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
My personal opinion as a fan was Jalen Smith fell off in 2020. That's it.
And let's hope for that bounce back.
Exactly. I would love a bounce back, man.
We all love it. I mean, to me, it sounds like you were at one point a Jalen Smith fan.
I still am.
And it sounds like...
Ant's being tough love.
Yeah, it sounds like because he had like a pretty bad season. It was a rough year to be a Cowboys fan last year. You got to take it out on somebody. And that's just... Yeah. That's
human nature.
Human nature. You take it out on somebody.
Ant's just...
And you know what? If you can't handle your licks... Jalen Smith and Jalen Smith's buddy, West Coast guy.
Much love.
Hope you can't wait to talk to you on the pod. But anyways, let's keep moving on. Jalen Smith, possibly you're still in contention because of your great underdog story.
Yeah,
for that jersey.
For my jersey. Yeah. And okay. I'll go stitched.
I think.
You know what?
If I'm getting a jersey, I'm going highest quality.
Yeah, you gotta go stitch. Yeah.
That's the bandwagon way.
Yeah, of course.
You gotta go just like a screen print, like
just like.
Well, remember when Okay, so like, I mean, the non-stitch jerseys now are still pretty decent.
Yeah, they're still pretty sweet. Reebok didn't do very. Reebok didn't do very good.
Prescott one. No,
that stitch.
No, I don't think it's stitched. It's Nike, but that's like...
Okay, so no, that's
a Nike pressed one.
That's a good one. So, yeah. But the Reebok was, that you would get them after like there. Two washes.
What, like the numbers would start to come off?
Oh, yeah, the Reeboks. I had a Miles Austin Reebok one. And yeah, after a few washes, it gets... Miles Austin.
I mean, you know what? It would look pretty good now if you still had it, though.
I still do.
Oh, let me wear it.
No. One thing, guys, and then I want to move on to this next clip here, but one thing we need to...
sponsor,
get a list together.
Sponsor break, and we're now sponsored by New
sponsor break.
Oh yeah, they're the PBR.
Hey, how about that sweet Pabst
Blue? How about that sweet PBR vodka soda? That clear blue rat.
I sent this message out to us, but I didn't get much of a reply. But I think it's going to be a good hit.
Shit.
It's players that we loved and we forgot. And I threw. We don't have to jump into it now, but. Eric Decker was who I threw out.
Like a
player who I had forgotten about, but when he was playing, I was like, man, I just love this guy. He's tough.
My favorite player for like 2 or 3 years for the Cowboys, Marion Barber.
How come?
The guy, Marion the Barbarian. The guy was just a fucking beast.
Better than his bro?
Who's his brother? His brother was...
Dickie? No.
No, his brother was a safety. So I think you're getting confused there, brah.
Okay, Micah Parsons.
I mean, obviously, I'd get confused.
Yeah.
Well, no, you're thinking of
Tiki Barber and Rondé Barber.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. That's why I said Tiki. Yeah. See, it's a trifecta here. Yeah. We come to the right.
So are they related in any way?
No.
It's three brains.
Marion Barber the third, 100% was okay. Not 100% not related to them.
I can't wait till we start doing the player, the legacy talks when we dissect a player's career. For a podcast, maybe Marion.
Throw on some Marion, like just a quick Marion Barber.
Toss him
highlight.
Up. Let's see what he got. Let's see what he's got.
Just get it. Like,
I mean, look, I don't give a shit if anybody's listening to this right now because this is me getting educated.
Oh, 6 minutes and 28 seconds. There's got to be like a two minute one. He actually, Marion Barber has one of the coolest two yard runs of ever.
What was the seasons that he played? Because this looks like a bunk ass clip.
He was like 2005.
Oh, nice baby!
Yeah, he's a post Emmett, pre Zeke, of course.
Yep. No, he was awesome. He was with Romo and T.O. and
He loves his dives.
Oh, he loves his dives, and he loved his contact.
That's like, okay. I remember Barber.
Lay that shoulder and
I remember his hair
head to head.
He had the dreads.
He had the dreads, and they just stuck out just a little.
Oh, like Marion Barber was Marion the Barbarian.
Yeah, he's a stud.
Yeah. AJ, go back and just find like a 2 minute like this. I hate when they show just all their plays. Like, we want a hype video. Like,
give me the damn
like a 2 minute hype video.
There's
that's too long.
5 minutes.
Too long. Three minutes. Boom. Yep.
Yeah. Listen to the music.
Here we go.
Gotta start with the poses. I hate when they just go into the plays.
Oh, we saw this one, but that's okay.
It's all right. No, this is obvious. Like, this is a good
watch
run.
Watch the dive. Corner dive.
Boosh. Oh,
Great tune for it.
Juke stick, bitch.
Did he just take the other?
Yeah.
It's in order.
Okay, different.
Obviously, yeah, drop that. Boom.
Oh, nice. Keep going.
Every time he dives.
That was a hit stick.
Yeah. Every time he dives, that's how Adam would play football.
Yeah,
Marion Barber was, he was the man.
Oh.
He just, his type of running style just didn't, you just can't go that long with it.
No.
Of course. Yeah, it's a high contact, low.
That was on fourth and one. Fourth and one,
and
he just took it. This is a good play, too. Juking, jiving, no, he ain't taking me down. Brian Urlacher, see ya.
Urlacher, too. That's not a walk in the park, either.
No, he just ran past Urlacher again, and this was the good Bears. That was the good Bears defense.
Brian, I look like I'm about to, I sound like a some sort of suicide bomber. Urlacher?
But anyway, I mean, he was, when I first started getting into the NFL, Barber was on the Romo and the TO team, and he was awesome. Madden 2000, I think, 6, play action to Barber and air it out to TO worked 85% of the time.
Yep.
All the time.
85% of the time.
Were you never Cowboys all the time on Madden back when we first started?
No, I was. That's when I started going with them because they were just so good. And then now, like through the years that I've played Madden and they've been shitty, I don't play with any other team and I just get, well, I probably get schooled anyways, even if I played the good teams because guys are so damn good at Madden.
Mm. I know. It's
Cowboys.
They pick
a play like on Madden, and they just literally audible everything.
Yeah, well, because they find ways of glitches in computers.
Yep.
And how to pull a player away from a route. And so they find it's not like skill anymore. It's like
you basically. So what they do is you'll go on YouTube. They get in the lab or whatever the fuck they want to call practice mode. And they'll pick a certain play, like a corner play for the offense, and they'll literally just sit there for hours trying different audibles out pre-snap to prevent that one route.
Yep.
And that they know, like, you know in a situation where a guy's pretty much going to go.
That's fucking stupid.
And they'll make it so that you just can't get there. Or they'll figure out a run play that they'll be able to pull guards a certain way or do a sweep with a certain player that picks them up a first down every time. And you can try whatever you want to stop it, and you just can't.
Well, there
so
was
it gets frustrating.
Yeah, there was a bit there that the game was actually the
dog
number,
shit?
No, he was the number one ranked player for Madden.
Who?
The game.
Oh, I thought you said the game. Like I thought you meant the game itself.
No, the rapper of the game was really? The number one ranked
I
player
am
on
the game.
Xbox.
Yeah. Crazy. Hated Great, and love
you know
it, done to okay. dogs on top.
Yeah, so straight up, if you go back and you listen to if you go through games discography?
Discography? Yeah.
I definitely slept on him, and I listen to him a lot now. He's awesome.
And he was a legit gangster.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Blood?
Blood? Yeah, Compton City Blood, baby. Silent hush over the crowd.
Well, I was just watching AJ type, and he types the game Madden, so I don't think that's going to come up with the rapper.
There we go, the rapper.
The game Madden.
Like, really, really good.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's legit at Madden.
Yeah.
Oh, that's an interesting little tidbit.
Number one ranked.
Hey, before we get into anything else, just because it's on the top, I'm just thinking of it right now. Last podcast, we basically called out our listeners and said, if anybody DM'd me or anyone DM'd me at minute 50 and told us they were still listening, we were going to give away this actual hat from AT&T Stadium.
Grab it.
I'm just so cozy, though.
Let me know.
You're going to grab it, AJ?
AJ's going to grab it.
So AJ's going for this hat. I'll keep telling the story. So we had a listener DM me, and I don't want to
get in a little bit there. So let's see that butt. Let's see that full outfit in that.
Get
shot.
Your full outfit in there. So this this hat, AJ, actually model it. It's a great snapback. It'll fit any. Look at that. That is a great hat. So
kind of a dad hat.
We were DM'd, and we're gonna stick true to our word. And I'm not gonna say the person's name because you don't want. Yeah, I'll say Jay McCall, or is that too obvious? We'll say Joel M. Yeah, Joel, I hope you like your hat. I know Johnson's going to see you later tonight, so he'll bring you your hat.
Okay, and I will say that was worn in Dallas after they won against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Overtime, Amari Cooper, 3 TDs.
Drunk as F.
You should have stole more shit.
No, I didn't steal it.
You should have stole more shit is what I'm saying. Right. I know you got given that shitty dad hat, but you should have stole something cool. Weren't you in a box? You couldn't have got like a Dallas Cowboy like napkin holder or something.
You know what? I now that you say that, I should have grabbed a bunch of like.
No one would have said shit if you grabbed like cups and stuff.
Well, and it was also everything was paid for, so we got to go into the club, this club area.
Yeah, I know
where you could just drink.
Well, I don't know. No, I just I've heard of it.
Well, and so we were also on. So we went to two different areas. One where you could go in and you could, it was like a nightclub, and you could just drink. There was just free drinks.
Nice.
And then we went downstairs, field level,
where they come in.
But we were on the Eagles side, so we got to see the Eagles. I got footage of the Eagles coming through.
Yeah, we'll have to post some of that footage on. Hey, you'll have to look back for that footage, and I'll have to post it up on the IG, which is Dallas Cowboys Can Fan on IG.
I'll
have to get that footage up there.
Yeah, that's right.
And you got I got aerial shots of AT&T.
Oh, you should give that to me because I'm always looking for aerial shots, and it's always such shitty drone work.
Okay,
so is yours actually decent drone work?
Yeah, yeah.
You should hook me up with that.
And they're one of the guys that. One of the we're all drinking, so it's like we're all like
choking on our burps.
One of the guys, this long haired guy, he hopped over because we were tailgating at these different things everywhere in Dallas. I mean, obviously, if you're a Canadian Cowboys fan, you don't know the type of cuisine. I'll just tell you, the cuisine down there was all barbecue ribs, barbecue chicken. Yeah. They always had. Potatoes, biscuits, and then a macaroni. Cheesy macaroni. And it was like, I mean, dope. It was so good. But we're in this little area drinking, and this one, these fans who were totally decked out. I got footage of it. The guy hopped off, and he started to show me his penis. No, one of the guys I was with, he hopped over the barricade and started doing like, you know, pounding back shots with these other guys. It was sweet.
Yeah, it's pretty tailgating down there. So. Before we move on, I have two tailgating stories down there. The first time we went down to Dallas for tailgating, I was too hungover to even think about drinking. It was 40 fucking degrees. I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit for you Americans. I'm going to say it's probably about 108. I think about 108 is probably 40 degrees. What do we got?
Oh, what the heck?
40.
Hang on. That's not right.
104. Yeah, you were close.
104. So yeah, close. I was super hungover. I actually got this tattoo down there when I was wasted the night before.
Show it again.
It's just Ant's naked profile.
Yeah, it's my naked profile. But it was too hot to tailgate. I just needed to get into that AC stadium as fast as I could. So it sucked. I didn't get it. I literally got there, was so stoked. I saw the arena, said to Tay, I was like, we got to get in this stadium and I got to get drinking. So we basically got in the stadium. Second time, I basically was like, "Okay, I'm not drinking the night before so that I can tailgate." And like Ad said, it's awesome down there. This group of guys, we were just walking by. I told them I was Canadian. They ended up making us burgers and giving us beer. And
what time can you go there?
Like, we went down.
I guess it's whenever the game.
I think it was a 2 o'clock game that we went to. Or if it was a 1 o'clock slate here, it would have been 3 o'clock down there because they're not Eastern. It would have been 3 o'clock. And we got down there at like 11, went to the Super Walmart. They got this giant Super Walmart, the biggest building besides AT&T Stadium. It's fucking massive. Bought 24 cases of beer, threw it in a cooler, and just walked around pounding drinks.
You know what? I bet you no matter what time the game is, if you went there at 11
If you went there at 8.
At 8, there would be
people setting up.
No matter if it was a night game or not.
100%,
man. Do you think people go down to tailgate even if they don't have tickets to go inside?
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
I mean, it's like
that's what I was saying a few episodes ago. If you haven't listened, just go back and listen to it. I mean, it's...
Episode 2-105.
Whatever. But that it would be fun, even if we didn't get tickets to a game, just to go down. Because I'm sure you could find an awesome pub or something around.
You don't need pubs because you just load up and literally the whole... parking lot's just a party and a pub.
Like all around the arena.
Yeah, they're all set up. People are set. I think I'd say probably a good majority of people aren't actually going in to watch a game. And the good thing with the Cowboys Stadium is they have the party pass. So even if you didn't want to spend a crazy amount of money to go get seats, you can pay $50 and you get, but you should see, oh man, okay, watch some YouTube Dallas Cowboys doors opening. AT&T Stadium doors opening.
I mean, and for those listening, I mean, and I've had someone else tell me that you don't understand how big that screen is at AT&T Stadium until you're actually there.
There was this one,
it's the biggest.
There's screen. Like a security footage of like the people like rushing in.
Oh, okay.
For when post COVID or
well,
what?
No, this is prior. So it's like it. Someone's calling me. Tay, can't do it.
Answer it. Say, babe, you're on the pod.
Is it this one?
You're on speakerphone and you're on the podcast right now.
Oh man.
So. And I'm holding you at the mic, so I'll talk to you in a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Yeah, like some of these. It's the middle one on the second row. So this is where, look at these psychos.
Oh, my God. And you know what? There's Green Bay fans leading the way. Oh, my God.
So we're watching a footage of the doors opening at AT&T Stadium, and it looks like
a zombie. It looks like a zombie attack.
It looks like the biggest Black Friday sale ever.
Why can't I get this?
So you know what they're doing here? The reason they're rushing in, because most of these people probably have the party passes. They're trying to get the best seats on the rail.
Okay, so what's a party pass?
A party pass is the middle section, and it's just basically this big... It's standing room only.
But you can get drinks, food.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want in the stadium. You're just standing, but you're trying to get as close.
Okay, there's a few things I want to point out in this video. Number one... How calm are these fucking security guards?
That's the first. So this is obviously something that happens every week.
Yeah. This is, if you're looking, if you want to watch this with us, it's fans rushing to AT&T Stadium 2 hours.
Look at the one guy.
Then there's this dude.
This guy's already.
No, but he's heading behind the column.
Yeah, he's smart.
Three things. It's the security being calm. Then it's this guy mopping the floor who's just fucking like, yeah, this is what I do.
Yeah.
Every day.
And then he's just thinking, oh my God, but everything I just mopped up is about to get fucked.
And look, though, there's people running in. There's someone who slips on his mop job.
I was going to say, someone has to.
And the third thing is the Green Bay Packers are the fans.
Oh, yeah, that guy's right there. Look at him. He's already got his hand on the door handle.
So let's get this in. Let's see it.
Oh, yeah, that 87, he should try out
for
them.
Look at the slips.
I love the guy that was mopping is legit just standing behind the column.
He's smiling and laughing.
He's standing behind the column because he knows that the shit show is about to happen.
Wow.
Some of those guys know exactly where to go.
They know where to go, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now, there looks like there's people already in previously.
That may be people that have tickets, though. When Tay and I, the couple times we went, we were never at that point. We kind of just walked in.
Well,
is that where you went though? You got party passes?
No, I got seats. I fuck party passes.
I mean, I guess we're gonna have to go to a fucking Cowboys game.
Yeah, we have to. I mean, honestly, a live it's too bad if you did a week, because you don't want to go down there. How many days did you go
down? This is exactly what we do. We find out a Cowboys home game and then their closest opponent.
Yeah.
And you hit both games. You know, you do a Sunday to a Tuesday. You hit the, or sorry, a Saturday to a Tuesday. You hit the Cowboys game or whatever home game it is, or a visitor game the 1 week, and then the other one somewhere close that you could either rent a car and drive, or just an hour or two flight.
Do you mean a two game, so you do like an
8 or 9 day vacation, but you hit two games.
It would also be great to do a podcast pre show or a YouTube video, when you're at the away team and you're going and interviewing people what they love about the Cowboys.
Oh, 100%.
Fuck the Cowboys.
Yeah, 100%. So I was going to say this to you guys. Awesome. Eventually doing something like that would be great, because I had a vlog page like a couple years ago, and one of my most viewed videos is only 6,000 views, but it was Tay and I at the Cowboys game.
Oh, let's download it from your old channel and throw it up on.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, we'll throw it up at some point. Mm-hmm. It's very low budget, low editing, but it's
pop it up this week.
So we'll look into what if that potential exists this year.
Well, cuz this is what I planned on doing before COVID was a big thing last year. I thought COVID was going to be done prior to the football season last year. This was my goal. The Cowboys opened the season against LA in their new stadium last year. So I was going to go to that game. And then I was going to go. So I was going to do a week vacation, hit up the LA game, fly to Dallas, watch game 2 against Atlanta Falcons. And then week 3, they played in Seattle against the Seahawks.
Oh, shit.
So I would have been able to
come back home.
I would have been able to come home and just fly or just drive down. But it didn't work that way.
Toss up their schedule right now. Let's take a look.
Oh, yeah. Good call. Their schedule. We're sitting here like, could we do this? But yeah.
What's going on this season?
I mean, these aren't... Guys, you know me. These are not on our sheet, but I don't give a shit.
But you don't care. This is on the fly.
Fuck preseason. Let's just say that right now. Yep. Fuck preseason.
Yeah, fuck preseason.
Fuck preseason, I guess.
So, honestly, fuck the season.
Episode 1, I said.
Preseason. Okay, here we go. September, and then it goes left to right.
Eagles versus the Cowboys.
Oh, it goes left to right?
Yeah, so it goes
I just got new contacts today, and they must have fucked my prescription up, because I can't read shit.
Bro, I honestly can't read that. Get LASIK. What are you doing? Get LASIK.
Maybe it's because I got shades on. Oh, yeah, it's the sunglasses.
The sunglasses.
The sunglasses, I think, just have fingerprints all over them.
So we obviously have the Cowboys and the Bucks on September 9th.
Yep.
Which one's home here?
The bottom.
Okay.
So this would be doable, actually. It might not be with travel restrictions, but yeah. Cowboys at Chargers, because that's in LA, which would be a cheap, cheap flight, yep. not far away, and then they play against the Eagles
home
the next week.
Ooh, and that's
that's a fucking Sunday night game against the Eagles.
It is a nine day spread. This one, but right. whatever.
You want to do one that's tighter and closer.
So what you do is you look for their Thursday nighter. When do they play on Thursday? Because you'd have either a Sunday night game and then a Thursday night game. I know the Cowboys have that.
That 5:20 right there.
There's their bye. So now we're into 7-7.
21-25.
There we go. This is it.
So it's the Raiders.
Oh,
did we just fucking crack the code?
And it's November, too.
And it's the Chiefs, then Raiders.
So how close are Chiefs? Who cares? It's the States. It's going to be like a couple hundred bucks.
Well, you fly to Kansas City,
yep.
and then you fly to Vegas,
yep.
and then you fly back to,
no,
to
no.
Vancouver.
No, we fly to Dallas. The Raiders are in...
Yeah, what am I talking about?
We can still stop in Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah. Faux show.
Man, that is like...
That one's pretty...
This one right here. So here's what we're thinking. We got to clear it with everyone, Tay-Tay and... In crew.
Well, Tay would probably just come.
Yeah, exactly. In Kansas City.
Someone needs to film us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Wait.
Bring it up. See, this is what makes the Dallas Cowboys Can Fan Pod. We make plans on the fly.
So yeah, we've never even talked about this.
The flights are only about $300 American or under.
Yeah, but that's to KC, and then KC to Dallas will be cheap as fuck. We could drive it. KC to Dallas is not far.
I was just gonna say, what you find out, like, would it even be better to go into Dallas than drive to KC? No, you fly to KC first.
Yeah, you fly to KC
and then drive from KC.
KC to Dallas is not far.
Oh man, yeah, it's an 8-hour drive.
That's fuck all. But but would we want to do an 8-hour drive or pay $100 to do an hour flight? I'd pay $100 to do an hour flight
for sure, but
I'll do the flight if it's cheaper. But the flights there were three. That was the
go from KC to Dallas.
This is Kansas City.
That's driving though. Flight.
Go flight KC to Dallas.
The price that I showed was the flight
from here to KC.
No, this is about from $200.
So I'm just gonna say this. Yeah. It Alex, not the best travel person right now.
What are you talking?
I'm joking. I'm JKing you. I just wanted to see you get.
I'm about to freak out.
I want to see you get hot.
It's a $200 flight from there to there.
I mean, we're not even really looking at dates. This is just fair. What they're throwing up. And I'm sure, look,
hang on a second. In all honesty,
I'll drive the 8 hours.
I would too.
I was going to say, we could get a nice SUV for $200 for the full week.
Oh, dude. Yeah. And me and Adam used to do 8-hour. Yeah. Drives from show to show. Oh, 16-hour drives from show to show.
In a shitty van.
If you get a shitty van and you're not driving.
It's a one-day day drive.
It says 8 hours. You could do it in six.
Yeah, and I'm just saying. But,
easily.
But it's also the ability for us to get some footy.
Really, we would drive halfway, stop somewhere for the night, and drive the rest.
I think this might have to happen, boys.
I think so too.
Right, we're gonna come back to that, but before we hit our
I don't even do the podcast anymore. I want to plan the trip.
Okay, I mean, we don't need to go into too much depth about this. I just looked at a couple articles. This is going back to our OTA conversation continuing.
I don't even remember what we were talking about.
And it doesn't matter anymore. Now we're going to bring up Micah Parsons' confidence is growing. And so
this was like number one on our list to talk about too. We've literally spent the last 43 minutes talking about
whatever
stuff that's not on Alex's list, which is great.
Yeah,
which is great.
And you know what? Am I a little upset? Of course, I'm blood red mad right now, but.
If you're listening, Alex is over there punching a wall right now. Go check it out on YouTube.
This is an article by David Hellman.
I appreciate Hellman's mayonnaise, so I appreciate him.
And he's got a real nice beard, real strong growth there. But I got some just some notes here and some things that's happened at camp. I know it's we can't really take much from this.
But this is what's happening at the time of the year. We're going to talk about it.
Parsons, he wants to get on the field. He's getting comfortable with the D. He had a pick six on Ben DiNucci.
Fuck Ben DiNucci. I'm so glad. Crushes confidence. And Parsons.
Yeah, and he had an A gap blitz sack on Gilbert.
Nice.
So, two of.
And
now, those are two shit backup QBs, I have to say.
Gilbert, I don't mind.
Okay.
I don't mind my Gilbert. But still, I mean, he's making plays. sacking a quarterback, I mean, obviously the better the quarterback, the more awareness they're going to have to get rid of the ball. But it's 5 days into OTAs and he's making plays. That's huge. Did I just make a mini rap there? Everything I said just rhymed.
Whoa.
OTAs, he's 5 days, he's making plays.
Is that Rabbit?
Yo, it's B-Rabbit up in the house. OTAs, 5 days, making plays.
Hey, but you know what, Ant player B? That's exactly what he said. He says cover, tackle, blitz. Those are the three things that you want to accomplish.
Micah Parsons is he's just going to be a fucking, just unleash him.
And here's the thing about going back to Jalen Smith.
Yep.
Bringing another fierce competitor, someone who can lock, like, it's a lot easier in any sort of job that you do, even fucking shitty technical work, when the person you work with is locking down what the fuck they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And then you can just worry about what you have to do.
For sure.
And I'm not saying that was the cause of anything, but, like, at least we know, and we're kind of, I guess, being a little prophetic here, but Micah Parsons is coming in as the study is. Lots of fucking well-deserved hype.
Yep.
And he says he's only feeling 50-50 right now, but, I mean, I like what we're seeing out of there. We're seeing the hands ability. We're seeing the rush ability, and then obviously
they're not tackling right now. But
they're not tackling. But that's going
to
be
and even
there
just
too.
To play off your work analogy a little bit more there. If you have, say, in any job environment, it doesn't matter what you do. You bring in someone else that has the same job as you. You're automatically competing. It's going to make you better at your job. If you have any type of competitive nature, you might just be some fucking lazy.
There's no way he got
Jalen
to the NFL.
Smith isn't lazy. No. Jalen Smith is going to look at this young kid coming in. And you know what? Even when you have a young kid coming in, Jalen's probably teaching him stuff, which in sense makes you a better player too. Right? So having Micah Parsons there is in no way a bad thing for Jalen Smith, unless he ends up completely just taking Jalen Smith's position,
and that
which I think Micah Parsons is there to play middle linebacker. Jalen Smith's going to play, I think, weak side probably. So they're not even fighting for the same position, but they're going to make each other better players.
And that's the hope. And I think that's kind of the second thing is I just like Micah Parsons' response to all of this. It's not, I mean, look, everyone's fucking trained to be media. Friendly or whatever, so
yeah,
but or they should be if
give
not.
The right answers, although it's kind of fun when they're not.
It is. I know you miss the days of who was it? Was it Irvin or Sanders? I think
probably both
that came in and it was Deion Sanders, and the Giants gave him a workbook to look at, and he's like, when are you drafting? And they're like, 10th. We're drafting in the 10th, and he's like, oh, I'll be gone by then.
Yeah, that's awesome. Like, that shit's
that's
awesome.
The confidence that you want, and
oh, totally.
Obviously true. Mind you, I mean, he had, like, fucking 600 gold chains on.
Deion.
Here's some, moving on. So, all what we're seeing out of OTAs here is that almost every level of the Dallas Cowboys defense has competition. From the line to linebackers to the secondary.
Which you'd love.
Which is great, absolutely. And this is a little I read an article, it's again, DallasCowboys.com. I swear I just was looking at things, and this is by Mickey Spagnola.
He's good too, I like him.
So Mickey has a couple things to say. This is just focused completely on the cornerbacks. It's a couple facts I'm going to spit at you,
okay.
And then I want to hear what you have to say. The cornerbacks the last two seasons, the starters have both left. Byron Jones, last year. And then Chidobe Awuzie,
yeah.
This year, free agency. So our leader is Trevon Diggs, 3 picks in 11 starts. Nothing to get too excited about.
But he was a rookie.
He was a rookie and only 11 starts. Then the next back that we have that's still on the team is the 6-year vet, Anthony Brown, and then our new second-round pick, Kelvin Joseph, And those guys are battling kind of for the second
and
spot.
And Jordan Lewis is probably in the mix there, too. He's more of a slot corner, but he will never play outside, but he's also one of their cornerbacks, and he's been around for 5 years, I think.
Is he vying for that?
He won't. No, spot? Sorry. No. He won't be fight if that's what we're talking about. He will not. Jordan Lewis won't fight for that second spot.
Well, yeah. We're just kind of looking at this whole core. So the two things, and I have a question leading up to this. So,
I'm ready.
So there's Anthony Jones. Then there's Joseph. He's a rookie. So I'm talking his college numbers now. He's only played 9 games in the last 32 months. So wow. A question that's asked is he ready for Brady and Evans on September 9th? That's not the question I'm asking you, but if you want to comment on that, you can.
I'd say right now, no.
No. And I don't think that's far off. Who knows? He might have a really crazy
camp
and be ready. Now, he did finish, though, with 4 interceptions in that small amount of time. So that's pretty damn good. And 2 of those were touchdowns. So do you go with the vet Brown, who's played 41 of 66 games? He started in the past 5 years, and he's been very versatile, right, left, slot, playing that position. Although he's had some injuries, of course. Or do you go with Joseph? Now, the other sneaky Pete, if I can throw him in there, is Nashawn Wright, who people have said was overdrafted,
yep.
But he has a pick in each of the 5 workouts that we've done, which is whatever. Who knows? No one's. I mean, you're getting thrown to from Ben DiNucci and
right.
and Gilbert, but regardless, he's a big boy, 6'4". He's got long arms, good hands. So I'm throwing it to you now, AB, and that's Ant Best.
Yeah, no, I didn't think you were thinking about me.
If I'm going to you, it's Bandwagon Boy 1.
Yeah, I definitely would have been saying I don't know half BW, of the things you're talking about right now.
But how would you organize this cornerback?
So I actually posted today. It was just I don't know who even. I just needed something to post on Instagram, so I pulled the picture off, and it was presumed starters. And they had Trevon Diggs. Obviously, he's going to be our number one corner. And then kind of what you're going into right now, it had Joseph as number 2. But I honestly think it's camp. This is going to be one of those years that camp actually really determines who's playing what. Because Anthony Brown, if you went with Merritt, you'd have to go with him, right? You'd have to go with Anthony Brown because he's played the pro game. Unless one of these guys, like unless Wright or Joseph come on in camp where they're actually playing, where they're actually competing, when they have pads on, and then to take that and then do it in preseason. So I think for any of those guys to maybe upseat Anthony Brown, they're really going to have a good camp and then do something in preseason to show. Like you said, you're playing against Tom Brady your first NFL game. You're going to be going up against Mike Evans with Tom Brady throwing in the ball. You need to have some fucking stones on you to get out there and be able to handle that. So if they have a great camp and they show some composure, I don't know that there's so much young talent on the defense that I don't know the route they go. If I was putting a team to play tomorrow, I would put Anthony Brown out there.
And on this, they have on the picture that you shared with the depth chart, we have Trevon Diggs obviously starting, then Kelvin Joseph in the second.
So Joseph's the second round pick,
and then in slot is Jordan Lewis.
Yeah, so that's who I said. Jordan Lewis is kind of their slot corner,
and so you think he's got that kind of position locked down?
No, because maybe that Wright has it, or maybe Anthony Brown beats out Joseph for the second, and that kicks Joseph over to the slot. It's tough. It's cornerback is one of those positions that, and then you have nickel where you end up having, dime when you end up having 4 CBs out there. So it's like, they're all going to play.
They're all going to play, and it's not a bad thing to have to have that depth there.
But I think at the start of the season, I would be very surprised if Anthony Brown wasn't starting against Tom Brady and the Bucks.
And personally, I don't know if I would want to throw anyone to the Wolves. Like, I might take a little ironic enough Bill Belichick approach to this, because the first 4 games of the season, sure, fans are going to be screaming if you're 0-4, but if you can sort a bunch of shit out and then go, you know, win your next fucking 8, whatever games.
Yeah.
whatever's left, more than that. But, you know, win enough games to get you to the playoffs. I can see that. And the Patriots have kind of done that a little bit in the past, too, where they started very slow, figured out who should play where and what works, and then moved on. So you've got this surplus of like five potential quality cornerbacks.
Not a bad thing.
Not a bad thing.
And cornerbacks, one of those positions, cornerback, that's like quarterback, that you can shoot someone's confidence really fast in that position. Because if you get beat deep, everybody sees that happen, right? You need to have a short, like quarterback, they say, you throw an interception, you have a short memory, get over it. Same thing as cornerback. If someone burns you deep, you're exposed. Everyone sees that you were the one that got beat. You basically got to just forget it and move on to the next series. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing you can't judge on a guy until he's there doing it. All these guys were great in college. You don't know what they're gonna, how they're going to react to getting burned in the NFL.
Okay, so moving on to Adam TMZ. and we don't have any music.
We're going to. Adam TMZ.
Adam TMZ.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, boom, 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 boom. Okay, so what we got going on in some of the news right now.
Outside of the Cowboys bubble.
But it's sparking some sort of NFL news. And if I was not a bandwagon boy, I wouldn't give a F about this. But now...
You got to fill us in because... Not, I did have to go and research this myself, so...
I don't even know what the fuck you two are talking about, okay, so...
Okay, so...
Explain to me like I'm five.
Okay, so do you know who Jay Cutler is?
Yep.
Okay, so Jay Cutler married reality TV star slash socialite slash entrepreneur Kristen Cavallari.
What show was she in? The Hills?
The Hills? No, no, she was in...
she was in The Hills, wasn't she? Yeah,
Laguna Beach.
The Hills Have Eyes?
No, Laguna Beach. So she was on Laguna Beach, and then she... Probably some other, and she has reality shows right now, but her and Jay Cutler were married.
Yep.
She built her own empire, her own business, and they're getting divorced, and Jay Cutler is wanting half of her business.
And they have three young Cutlers.
Three young Cutlers. So the big thing right now is that people are either taking Jay Cutler's side, because as the man, he's going after 50% of her company, and that she says that he had nothing to do with. None of his NFL money helped pay for any of that business. And I think one of the ones you said earlier, we're going to talk about him later, but it was AJ Brown from the Titans, not Anthony Brown from the Cowboys.
No, AJ Brown.
No, that's what I'm saying. AJ Brown, the receiver from the Titans, was saying good for you. And then he deleted his tweet. It's like, here's the one thing I want to say.
He might be going through the same issues.
But right? Like,
you never know.
But why do people delete their comments?
You're better off to just
keep it. You're better just keeping it.
And stand by it. Because once you delete it, you're admitting that you were wrong for saying it.
Well, and I think
put a comment in and say, oops.
The big thing right
now. Hacked. That was hacked.
The only thing I'm
saying. Russian bots.
The only thing I thought was interesting right now is that there is that debate that people are saying, you know, is it like, are they on Jay Cutler's side because he's going after 50% of her.
Can I say something quickly about this? Who gives a fuck about these millionaires?
Exactly.
Really, like, people get all caught up. Oh, well, he said this. Well, I hate to tell you, this isn't the same as your divorce with your husband or your wife and, you know, each of you making about 100K a year. These are multimillionaires. Who gives a fuck?
And you'd be lucky to find a couple in this day and age who are both making 100K a year.
Right? Well, that's what I mean. Like, and anyone can roll this back to me. Well, you give a fuck about a football team. But when it comes to this kind of stuff, I mean, you could take sides, but it's a lot different than one of them's making, you know, one of them's after the divorce has nothing. And then so it's kind of a weird gray area. And in the sense, marriage breaks up, each person, it should go 50-50. It's weird when they're both multimillionaires.
So my question is, because Jay Cutler, you know, he's sitting on some of that NFL cash.
Always a weirdo.
Why do you think he's the butt of all jokes. Jay
Cutler. He always was.
Why do you think
he's wearing a fucking turtleneck in this picture too?
Right. And it's probably like 32 degrees out.
Why do you,
sorry for Americans, that's like 95.
Hey,
why do you think he like, I mean, if he, you have millions and millions of dollars, why do you think he's going after her, her pot of, her pot of gold?
I don't know. What are their net worths? This, I think this. Maybe Jay Cutler has a crazy shopping addiction.
Now here's the thing.
Well, look at that. Look at that. Look at that turtleneck. That is a high turtleneck.
That is a high
turtleneck. Everything gets turned around.
You know
around.
Why he wears it? He had no jaw.
Everyone knows
exactly. What a punk.
Here's what. Here, and he's got no balls too, apparently. Here's here's what should happen. I think she's actually only worth on paper 33 mil.
Only.
What's her name?
Kristen Cavallari.
And he only divorced her now?
So she's actually only worth 30 million on paper, but
her business.
But that's what. So he wants a piece of her business. Wants a piece of her snizness.
Yeah. So that's has nothing to do with its own entity, right?
No. And so
greasy. I think that's greasy. Fuck off, Cutler. Okay. You're a greaseball. Yeah. I would say this, and this is the thing. I would say the same thing if it was a chick trying to do that to a guy. I'd say fuck off. You're and greasy.
There's two things going on here. So I agree with you. Number one, it's okay. You're right. These are millionaires battling over millions of dollars. It's hard for me to give a fuck about it. Number two, the other half of the conversation, which I think you were, why you brought this up, was
because he's Adam TMZ.
It's the double standard of okay, the Jeff Bezos' wife, which I'm not even I don't give a fuck. I'm not even actually arguing
for or against.
But she got half of his money. It seemed outside of a world pretty amicable. She got like. I don't know what billions of so much billions, so many billions of dollars.
Guess what? You can't even Google how much because it's too much.
It's too. You can't. I can't pay for the bandwidth to find the answer.
You can't even put it on your calculator, your Google calculator. And it just says XE10.
Your computer crash.
E minus 10. What the fuck?
Your
does
computer
this
crashes.
Mean?
How much is Jeff Bezos worth? Computer crash. System error.
And so with these two, I get the argument, and I'm actually for the argument, like, okay, haha, if you two decided to sign this contract with each other, which is a marriage, is a contract, that's why they have to go through the courts to do this shit, then you get to play with the legal system, and now whoever, like, but I'm with you on, like, I really don't give a shit about either one of them. And
the only reason
since Cutler's been out of football, he
hasn't done shit.
He shouldn't be getting any time on this damn podcast. Okay,
no, I know. I said that was my biggest
thing. I do love Adam TMZ.
Okay,
and
I do love it too. I don't. This is not an attack at Adam TMZ.
No,
this is an attack at the bullshit article you brought.
No. This is exactly why I wanted to bring it up. The fact of the matter is. Jay Cutler obviously has nothing else going on. So obviously you see a lot of these NFL players who
go into broadcasting
or they create some sort of business.
Look at him.
Jay Cutler is sitting at home walking around watering plants.
And his fucking, like, why are you pressing your lips like that? Jay Cutler, give me a break. And at least if you're going to wear a turtleneck, throw a fucking gold chain on there.
You know what?
He has nothing. And Jay Cutler, this is the tweet. AJ Brown, do you think he was serious about this, or do you think he was just...
I think
he was just trying to razz it a bit.
I think AJ Brown wants Cutler to be the president of the United States of America.
You heard it here first, folks.
I still think AJ Brown bitched out by deleting it. Just keep it up.
Yeah. Don't be a bitch. So is this whole comment about AJ Brown bitching out about deleting, not standing behind
it? I think after all, what these two are going through, I mean, They're both celebrities. Actually, they want it to be public.
Okay, let's just be honest. Scroll down. Look at both of them. She will not have a problem.
No.
She will not have a problem.
No, she's
moving forward. She's a great-looking girl. She has a successful business. She does not need...
Half business.
She does not need that math... Yeah, she does not need that math teacher. Now the thing is, if the math 10 teacher goes after her for half of her business... I don't think any court will, if he never put any actual money into that,
I don't think
there's no fucking way.
But I think it should go both ways, but that's another story.
It's another story. And last point I'll make just on that, because this is now you've opened up the legal door to me is.
Oh yeah. So what we don't know is that Alex, Ajo here is, he went through fourth year law. And before writing his LSAT, he dropped out.
It wasn't Harvard. It was Harvardi.
Harvardi. I love that cheese.
Harvardi law.
I took an 8-month online course on how to become a lawyer.
No, but all I'm saying is the argument that they'll make is that I allowed you, or I was part of you being able to, like, yeah, I was part of your life, I supported you. And
fuck
whatever.
Fuck them.
Here's the thing. At the end of the day,
fuck them.
Kristen, yep. Don't know where you are out there. If you're looking for
a boo,
if you're looking for a little
sugar, a boo who matches
sugar daddy on the, or no, wait,
no, you'd be my, you would be, she'd be your sugar mama.
She'd be my sugar mama. I'd be the fucking baby.
Well, whatever. I mean, look, you're on the number one podcast, the number one Dallas Cowboys podcast. If you really want to get back at Cutler, a fucking NFL player who probably hates the Cowboys, then you want to get the third,
or go for third, or go for AJ Brown.
If we're on the call sheet, Alex is obviously the third host. The third host of the number one Dallas Cowboys podcast.
It is true. Because I'm not... Adam's...
Well, we do... Don't forget about Stee.
Right. So, sorry. Four? The number four. The fourth.
Yeah, you're right. It goes Anth, then the bandwagon boy number one, which is Adam. Then guest. TMZA. Then guest. And then BW2. And that's me. Okay. So, real quick... This is going to come out after the fight, so let's do our predictions here.
Okay,
and then we're
going to
talk
about... But this is wrong.
What?
This is wrong. You have the wrong fight up there.
Okay, so no. But we were going to talk about Logan Paul versus Mayweather.
Yeah, so Logan
Paul...
Wait,
isn't this...
This isn't tomorrow.
Which one's tomorrow?
No,
Mayweather-Paul.
Mayweather versus Paul.
Oh, shit. Sorry,
so
guys.
So we were going to talk about the fact that Tyrone... I just mentioned that I thought it would be an interesting thing to bring up, that Tyrone Woodley... Yeah, if anybody's following it, Jake Paul just got signed to Showtime Boxing, so he's starting to slowly legitimize himself, which again, too, everybody will... Everyone will bitch at Jake Paul for...
Who's he fucking fought?
Exactly. So, here's...
That should be a clip right there.
Here's the thing. One, he's drawing more money into boxing than anybody right now.
Fair.
Two, I think personally he's actually going about it the right way, because if you look at some boxers who are like 14-0, they're fighting trash fights.
Mayweather for one, you think all his fights were the top opponent he could have
exactly
fought?
Exactly.
Probably not. They were the biggest draw. Probably.
So I think if you look at Jake Paul, he's obviously making his money, but
he's showing boxing how to do it.
Well, nobody is marketing anything right now
better
like the Paul brothers.
Yeah, they're
fucking great at it.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing here that
it's
I thought
everybody hates them so much.
Yeah, exactly.
But it works.
Well, so that's the
it
thing.
Works.
Jake Paul.
So should we just get hated?
Yeah.
What do we have to do? Hate us.
Hey, you're starting really well with all this. With all the Jalen hate.
Fuck you, Jalen.
Well, I mean, if you look at certain people like Brendan Schaub, he's in, I think, the Paul brothers' corner in terms of like what they're doing. And he actually said, look, they're going to Showtime. So Showtime's fucking with Jake Paul because he's drawing a lot
of
pay-per-views. But the other thing I thought was funny here is that you get everybody bitching at him to fight legitimate people. He's actually just doing it in the right way to fight people that he feels is at his skill level. Now, regardless, if you look at Ben Askren, who looked like a fucking milkman coming out.
I honestly think I'm not even joking you.
Is that my dad?
I'm not even joking you. I think I could have put up a better fight than Ben Askren.
For sure.
I honestly think I could have.
Now, if you look at Tyrone Woodley, he is scary. Like, he is someone that
but
you don't want to...
But is he in the shape? Like,
he is. Look at him.
It's till August.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Break down the video, bro.
Here's what we want to talk about. Right now, they're standing there, and Jake Paul is saying to him right now that if you are so confident that you're going to beat me, I will double your purse if you beat me. I'll pay you double for the purse if you beat me. But if I win, then you have to donate your purse to the charity of my choosing. And there's no response, nothing like that. So,
and Dave Portnoy is just
How did Portnoy how did he get in there?
I don't know. I'm a big fan of him though.
Oh, you are a big fan?
I love Dave
Portnoy. You don't like him?
I'm a Barstool president. I like El Presidente.
I'm on the fence.
Okay. Why? Because he's made millions of dollars?
Yeah.
Saying whatever he wants.
Fuck, he can go Yeah, fuck them.
You know what? Let's get into that on another episode. Yeah. We have... Okay, and
this
sorry.
Is a mega episode. We're at 108
we're
right now, kids.
We're at 108?
We're at 108.
What? And we know right. nobody... We don't even have shit to give you if you're not
you know what? Actually, here right now. If you are listening right now
CFL
at podcast,
football and Jay McCall,
no,
you do
no,
not get
no,
it.
No.
What do you got?
Jay McCall, you've already got it. I think we give away that Prescott jersey.
Get the fuck out of here.
Come on.
How about this?
Give him something big.
Continue to listen to this point in podcast.
Actually, you get the Aikman.
Because
you get the Aikman bobblehead.
Not yet. We'll be doing this. We'll be doing giveaways for the first person to respond once they've listened to a podcast to a certain point. Not on this episode, though, because we just got these new things and we're just starting to get the place looking
good. You know what? I think if people hear the fact that at 109 right now, we're going to give away that CFL ball.
Yeah,
okay. I can't even find it on my screen here.
It's right here.
Pull it out. CFL ball.
Pull it out. Let me see it.
Comment. Give me my ball, bitch. Okay. That's what you got to comment.
Ready?
DM Dallas Cowboys Can Fan.
Yep.
Give me my ball, bitch. Who's going
yard?
It's going to AJ.
Boom.
Got
touchdown,
it.
Son.
Touchdown. He
would be a wide receiver.
We're going to give this away.
Are we even doing it?
We're doing it right now.
We're at 110 right now.
So we got a really good. Okay. Last thing, we're going to come back.
Sorry.
Next week, we're going to do predictions for the fight.
So tomorrow night, June 6th, because this is going to air on the 8th. But June 6th, Mayweather versus Logan Paul hasn't happened. What are your predictions?
My prediction is I don't predict fights that you can't bet on. You can't bet on this fight because it's an exhibition. It's a money-making scheme. Fuck both of them. They're brilliant for what they're doing, but I like the other one, the Tyron Woodley versus Jake Paul, because it's a legitimate fight that you could bet on, that there's an outcome. It affects their win-loss. Mayweather 40-0 versus Jake. 50-0 versus
Logan Paul,
who's
4.
Oh, whatever. It's a money making scheme, which I'm still interested in. I'm not picking either of them.
Wait,
can they both lose?
Here's the thing.
It's going to be a draw.
It's an exhibition.
Yeah.
There's no winner. So one of the rules that they released is
that. So how do we pick?
No one wins.
But there can be a knockout still.
There could be a knockout, but there's no one's going to get their hand
raised. So then we can't even pick who wins, who loses.
That's why there's no betting.
So fuck them. Hopefully they both get knocked out somehow.
Yeah, I second that.
The only person who has stuff to lose from this match is that if Logan Paul
knocks out Mayweather.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if it's that.
And he could, and you know what? This is the thing. Right. There's the reason there's a thing called the puncher's chance. Logan Paul's not a small guy. Mayweather is a small guy. It's physics. It's body weight versus body weight. If he lands a fucking right hook,
yep.
I mean, he could knock out Mayweather.
Yeah,
he could dig him a grave with a punch.
Yeah. And it would honestly
shake up the fucking.
It would shake
world.
Some stuff up. Yeah.
Okay.
And if it goes 8 rounds, so it's all the rules are like an actual fight, except that's what the bullshit thing is. All the rules, the amount of, it's like 8 rounds.
But the bullshit thing is they're doing it for money.
Well, right. I mean, but that's the whole point of boxing.
No, boxing is you have a record. Someone wins, someone loses. This doesn't have that. This has two guys making a fuck ton of money. There's no winner. There's no loser.
Ton of money.
The whole point of a sport is you put competitors against each other for one of them to win, for one of them to lose. This doesn't have this. This has two guys who are going to make a fuck ton of money from it.
Yeah.
That's it.
And maybe dance.
And it's still interesting. I'm still interested in it. I'm just saying it's irrelevant a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. I have to apologize because I didn't. I thought there was only one Paul brother fighting. There's two. Like I'm I totally botched that.
That's the thing that everybody in the world. Takes Jake Paul and Logan Paul, and they
just put them together.
Not TMZ ad.
Hey, and we're gonna come back because I like this section. This is our pop culture section.
Yeah, you have it.
This is the bandwagon boy.
But you know what? We do need to hit.
What would Jerry do?
Sit down, you sons of bitches.
Okay. let me hit it hot. Let me hit it hot because
let's just hit it. We gotta hit it hot and
okay,
hard.
Okay, so here's this week's episode of What Would Jerry Do. Jerry Jones goes to his doctor. The doctor says, Jerry, you have 12 months to live.
You guys start, because I already got mine figured out.
What would Jerry do over the next course?
You two go.
He knows he only has 12 months. Starting today, it's June 5th. So he knows that by June 5th, 2022, he is done ski. What does he do? AJ, you're up.
Okay, so I think he, and I don't have any specific answers, but this is what I think he would do. High level look down. I think he goes, okay, I am going to fucking do, I'm going to pay as much as I can to every, to all the stars. He needs a Super Bowl. He's going to push for that Super Bowl win, and he's going to do anything he can to get that Super Bowl. And that might mean making some trades that would cripple the Cowboys in a few years. I have that aspect in my line of sight. He could also say, no, I'm going to prep everything for next season, make a bunch of trades to kill this year, and then leave a legacy of like, oh, post Jerry Jones, now they go on and win 3 to 4.
He was always a giver.
He was a giver, and yeah. So that's how, now I think he goes for option A first and just fucking loads up this year and runs for the
guy with that mentality. I agree with that.
Yeah, I definitely think that if he was today get the news that you have 12 months to live, there's too much, there's not enough preparation to build for that plan to try to win. Obviously, he would want to see a W in his lifetime. The next best bet, I think he would probably look at it and say, what do I need to do to position myself to have like the best team in the next, you know, the best Dallas Cowboys for the next 5 years.
Leave a legacy.
Now, the contradictory thing here, you would think that with a guy like that who has that much money, why isn't he playing it? Why isn't he doing that at the moment, right now? You know what I mean? Like, why isn't he playing that way? So then you question yourself, do you think Jerry Jones even is a... He owns the Cowboys, but is it more of a business?
Well, no, because you... You can't handicap your team, right? Like like you guys said, if he played like that now, he's maybe fucking his team up for the next 10 years. So you're never going to like...
Yeah, he could
package something up to get the best team right now.
Here's two first and two second round picks over...
For everything. He could do that right now, but he's not going to because, I mean, well, theoretically, he's not dying in a year. So that's the answer to yours. And my go-ahead on this situation is... I'm not going to answer it because it's cryptic and it could happen.
No, let's knock on wood.
You know what? That very dark one that we went for.
Like
for
Jerry's possibly not living another year.
So here's a quick thing. What would Jerry do if he had 12 months to live, not football related?
Hookers and blow, baby.
Fuck bitches.
You think so? I mean, like, look, again,
I don't know, man. So this is a tough one, and that's in that regard. When you take football out of it, the guy could literally do whatever he wants any day that he wanted to.
I don't want to jump too far ahead, but there is a very close what would Jerry do question that links to that, and I think we'll hit that on the next episode.
Okay, I'm going to hit this one last thing. It's a Jerry Jones quote. He said it to his Dallas Cowboys in All or Nothing. He said, I could be doing anything I want to be doing in the world right now, but I'm here with you guys. Anyways, with the Dallas Cowboys Can Fan, the Bandwagon Boys, another great episode. Always out on Tuesday. We'll see you next week.
Holla, holla, yeah, holla, yeah, holla.
Woo! Big Hud, bring it up, son. Dallas Cowboys, that is. Cowboys, that is.